Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Some areas of our country are doing very well. Others are doing less well. It will probably, unfortunately, get worse before it gets better.
有說他們說是記者,但實際上是不是這麼簡單呢?我們也都需要...
From this evening, I must give the British people a very simple instruction. You must stay at home.
We can no longer, from today onwards, be proud. We can no longer sit back and remain silent on the senseless, unlawful killing. Sly racism of another human being based only on what? Their skin color.
We are worried that the Chinese Communist Party make use of the evil law to further suppress Hong Kong people.
This is all wrong. I shouldn't be up here. I should be back in school on the other side of the ocean. Yet you all come to us young people for hope. How dare you?
Hi everyone, and welcome back to the new series of Where We Are with Nina Zoe Porter, your breakdown of all the key events in the world from the past 7 days, all in one bite-sized podcast. For today's episode, here's what happened in the world this week.
L'Union Européenne et le Canada ont établi une relation importante, je dirais, unique, et aussi nous travaillons ensemble au sein du G7, de l'OCE, de l'OTAN, sur un nombre de priorités qui sont clés pour la politique étrangère de l'Union, et, il faut le dire, plus récemment, sur l'évolution de la sécurité.
On Thursday, US Secretary of State Antony Blinken sent chilling warnings to Moscow after Russia located 100,000 troops on its border with Ukraine. Despite the action, Russia has denied any plans to invade. The Secretary of State met with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in Geneva amid mounting fears of invasion. And at the meeting, Blinken warned Lavrov that the Kremlin could defuse any international concerns of an invasion by moving their troops away from Ukraine's border. Russian President Vladimir Putin has issued demands to the West, including that Ukraine be stopped from joining NATO. He also wants the Western Defensive Alliance to abandon military activity in Eastern Europe, but has received no reassurances in response. This weekend's summit between the US and Russian diplomats follows moves by Antony Blinken to shore up support among US allies for sanctions against Putin's regime.
Putting aside, you know, previous presidents and things, you know, kind of that we could have done before, here and now, Ukraine is an independent, sovereign country that is being attacked by an outside aggressor.
On Thursday, talks were held in Berlin with British, French, German and US officials where the US Secretary of State said that allowing a Russian incursion into Ukraine would, quote, drag us all back to a much more dangerous and unstable time, when this continent and this city were divided in two, with the threat of an all-out war hanging over everyone's heads. The comments came after US President Joe Biden on Wednesday predicted that Russia will move in on Ukraine and warned of a disaster for Russia. But in a move that has since been widely condemned, Biden has appeared to suggest that a minor incursion could attract a weaker response from the US and its allies. The message provoked a rebuke from Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, who tweeted, "There are no minor incursions, just as there are no minor casualties and little grief from the loss of loved ones." And next. Following a devastating volcanic eruption last Saturday, aid is trickling into Tonga from around the world. The eruption occurred on January the 14th on Hunga Tonga Hunga Haapai, an uninhabited volcanic island in the South Pacific Ocean. The eruption happened underwater and caused a tsunami, killing at least 3 people in Tonga. The eruption, which could be seen from space, also caused significant damage and crippled communications. The true extent of the damage is still unknown. A New Zealand vessel arrived on Friday with supply water, as the island nation has struggled with supplies since the tsunami. The captain of the HMNZS Aotearoa, which was the first supply ship to dock, had earlier told news site Reuters that it was carrying 250,000 litres of water, along with other supplies. The UN says clean water supplies are the top priority for the Pacific nation. Australia has deployed its largest ship, the HMAS Adelaide, which set off for Tonga on Friday. The vessel can carry helicopters, which can be deployed from the ship to bring supplies to Tonga's smaller outer islands. The vessel is due to arrive midweek. The UK also announced on Friday it was redeploying its HMS Spey to the Tonga response and had sent aid supplies ahead with the Australian ship.
The Tongan people are courageous and we're very resilient. And I think what I heard this morning was that everyone is just out sweeping the world trying to clean up. And I think there's a general sense of trying to bring back a level of normalcy.
We'll be back with a third story from the world this week after this short break. If you guys love this show, I've got something else that you're going to love. The late John Lewis famously said, "Democracy is not a state, it is an act, and each generation must do its part." Today, populism, extremism, and disinformation are short-circuiting our democratic institutions, and the consequences are dire. So what can you do about it? Join historian Will Hitchcock and media scholar Siva Vaidyanathan on their podcast, Democracy in Danger. Each week, they speak with brilliant minds and untangle the many threats the US and the world are facing. Find Democracy in Danger on your podcast app or visit dindanger.org. That's dindanger.org, or just look up Democracy in Danger wherever you get your podcasts.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is disturbing that Holocaust denial and distortion have been on the rise again in recent years, especially online. Therefore, in the resolution, we go beyond simply condemning the denial of the Holocaust. While acknowledging the effort made so far, we call on member states and UN specialized agencies, but also on social media companies, to take active measures against this disturbing trend.
The UN has adopted a resolution aimed at combating Holocaust denial, and it's urging member states and social media firms to help fight anti-Semitism. The resolution put forward by Israel and Germany was passed without a vote by the 139-member General Assembly. The UN commented that the move sends, quote, a strong message against the denial or the distortion of these historical facts.
In 1 week from today, we will commemorate Holocaust Remembrance Day. I believe that the resolution we just adopted is a significant contribution towards keeping the memory of the victims alive and to making sure that the horrors of the past will never repeat themselves. Nie wieder, never again. Thank you.
6 million Jewish people died in the Holocaust. Nazi Germany's campaign to eradicate Europe's Jewish population. The new text commends nations that preserve sites that once served as Nazi death camps and concentration camps and urges member states to provide educational programs on the Holocaust. Germany's foreign minister, Annalena Baerbock, and her Israeli counterpart, Yair Lapid, said in a joint statement they were concerned by a recent dramatic increase in Holocaust denial. So, you're all caught up. That's where we are in the world this week. Be sure to listen next week to stay up to date on the latest news around the world. Search Where We Are with Nina Porter on all podcast platforms and subscribe today to get new episodes first.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.